Before we begin this episode, we would first of all like to thank all of our listeners for their endless support. We would also like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.preptgrind.com, where you can gain access to all of our Pre-PT Grind platforms, as well as your own Pre-PT Grind ebook, free ebook, titled The Top 10 Tips to Get into PT School. Our purpose with current and future content is to provide you with everything you need to be a stellar DPT school candidate. We look forward to serving you more and more. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
Hello, how you doing? My name is Joseph Ngugi, and this is
Jason Coleman. How you doing, guys? What is up?
Hey, what's up, guys? We are the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, where we help pre-PT students get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. If you are listening to a recording of this on our podcast, if you're watching this on replay, thank you so much for joining us. And if you're watching it live, thank you also for joining us. Tonight, we have a very, very important topic, a topic that really, kind of clicked this week. One, when I was reflecting on, yesterday was the last day of this season of the Pre-PT Success Program. Casey and myself were speaking with our students last night, closing off the season. It was absolutely amazing. Hardworking group of Pre-PTs that are just destined for a lot of good things. But as we're preparing for that, this topic that we're talking about tonight came through a message that I was given to a video that really, this was based on a video that I watched where an individual was just speaking on a completely different topic, but this one line caught my attention. I was like, yep, that's pre-PTs right there. And I saw, two sides to it, where most of us are, especially as pre-PTs, PT students, physical therapists, and also where most of us should be if we really want to be the change agents for physical therapy. And if this is your first time, listening to Casey and myself, we honestly both truly believe that pre-PTs are the future of the physical therapy profession, mainly because as pre-PTs, you're at a point where there's so much growth potential, but you haven't really been, brought into a system where you've just kind of grown, accustomed to just the habits of being, comfortable, being complacent, and just, doing things just because they are the way they, just because that's the way they've been done, but more so because you want to do things a different way. You want to see certain things happen in the profession, and all the transitions that have happened from how we've gone from, sports to pediatrics to different aspects of physical therapy has been because somebody at some point realized we have to grow the profession. We have to push further because there are more people that can be served with this tool of physical therapy. We've just taken our skill as physical therapists and our tools and decided that we want to serve you, the pre-PT population. We want to serve you, and that's why we do what we do. So tonight, our topic is, are you flying too low? You ready, Casey?
Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's get it. So I'm in the car yesterday, and one of my good friends, Javier Carlin, and I are going. This is about 5:30 in the morning. We were driving to go see one of our mentors because every Wednesday morning, that's where we go. And in the same way that we try to add as much value to you and your journey, we also have mentors for our own journey that we have utilized to really learn as much as we can in order to get to where they are, if not further. And so on this drive, I get this message from actually one of the pre-PT students that was in our course in a previous season. This student sends me a message and says, hey, Joseph, I saw this video and it reminded me of you. So I thought I'd send it to you. And I was like, cool, appreciate it, bro. As I'm doing it, and as I'm listening to this video, there's a part that catches my attention. I'm saying to myself, whoa, hold up, rewind. So we actually stopped it. Now, I wasn't the one driving, otherwise that wouldn't be safe. And in Florida, people are crazy drivers, so you can't afford to risk anything. And so I rewinded that part, and it was talking about us as human beings. Now, for you specifically as a pre-PT, we fly too low all too often. We fly too all too often. And so let me give a little bit of a background just so this makes a lot more sense. But if there's anything you get tonight, is that after tonight, you will understand that where, you'll have a very clear understanding of where you're at on this flight, but also where you have the potential to be in order to really, as a pre-PT pursuing physical therapy school, as a PT student pursuing being a physical therapist, and just really any other goals you have, you'll be able to achieve them. And that's really the growth process that Casey and myself have been in. And so the story was talking about eagles versus pigeons. And so eagles are a very majestic bird. They're very dominant. Obviously, they're also the national bird. And I've heard people talking about the turkey versus the eagle. But in specific, I mean, just specifically speaking, they're very strong flyers. They usually fly alone. They're usually flying very high. In a storm, they usually end up flying higher. And then pigeons are usually flying in flocks. They usually have leaders that switch, you know, their leaders, you know, rotate as they fly. But a lot of us as pre-PTs are like the pigeons. We're flying with a flock. What does that mean, Joseph? What that means is we are flying with the flock, as in we are around too many people that are our intel. As in, we are around too many people that are feeding us information about where they think we should be as pre-PTs. We are around too many people that are telling us, well, you know what? Like you've taken that GRE three times. You took it three times. Maybe you should do something. You are around way too many people that are telling you that. You're around way too many people that are telling you, you know what? This is looking a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Try this, because we believe that that's what you are called to be. We even use words like calling and all that other stuff to try to persuade. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of pigeons around you. You're flying with pigeons. You're flying with pigeons. You're flying with pigeons could also look like your classmates. You're looking at all your peers. You're seeing them all succeed. And that's starting to influence you. That's starting to mess with your mind. That's starting to put you in the position where you're thinking, well, you know what? Like, how in the world was Johnny able to, you know, get an interview and I had better grades than them? Like, these are real scenarios. You're flying with pigeons. Sure. But like I said, the eagle flies by itself. The eagle flies higher. The eagle does not flock. And in the face of a storm, the eagle always flies higher. So tonight, the question is, are you flying high enough? I can tell you I wasn't. I can tell you as a pre-PT, I wasn't. I can tell you that as a PT student, I wasn't. And even going into being a physical therapist, there's a lot of traits I had that were not allowing me to fly beyond that. I was so concerned about what everybody else thought. I was so concerned about it that I was actually willing sometimes to really just undershoot myself, aim low and hit, you know, like, you know, just, you know, run around my dreams and say, well, at least I know I can get that. At least I know I can get that kind of a job. At least I know I can get into that kind of a PT program. At least I know I can get that kind of a profession, right? Like we use that intel to mess us up. But remember, I said the ego is way above everybody else. And the ego also has one last trait that each and every one of you need to adapt, and it's vision. The ego sees what nobody else does. Your vision, like what's your vision? What's your vision? Right now as a pre-PT, what's your vision? What are you like as you look into your future of being a physical therapist? What's your vision? If your vision is to be a clinician, then yo, lock in on it. But you can't be around pigeons. Pigeons don't have the vision. They only have sight. They only see what's physically present close by. They can see the bird to their front, the bird to their right, the bird to their left, the bird behind them, whoever's leading them. That's it. That's vision. I'm sorry, that's sight. They don't have vision. They don't have the foresight to see what nobody else is able to see. And if for you that means I want to do A, B, C, D as I pursue physical therapy, I want to do A, B, C, D as I pursue. Okay, cool. You have to have vision. You have to see what nobody else is going to see. My mom didn't see me being a PT. My dad sometimes didn't see it. I mean, shoot, the only way I convinced them was because I said, yo, mom, I'll have a doctorate. And she's like, oh, a doctor. Like I'm telling you, like that, like not everyone's gonna see it, but you can't fly around pigeons. That's why we have so many voices going in our heads. We have so many people around us that are feeding us what they think our aspirations should be, what they think our actions should be, what they think the PT program we should apply into should be, what they think we should do if we don't get into PT school. They haven't even done it. But even if they have, if you're around that many people, then you're flying way too low. If that's you right now and you're saying to yourself, like, I have too many voices in my head and it's actually confusing me, you're flying way too low. And tonight, let's talk about how can we fly higher? How can we separate ourselves from the noise? How can we separate ourselves from the anxieties and really fears that are built up by just us comparing ourselves with everybody else? Us looking around at the pigeons who are right, left, in front of us, back. How can we become the eagle where when we're flying into the storm, when we're flying into the hardest part of our journey, we're actually able to fly higher? When we fail that GRE the third time, we're actually able to fly higher. When we don't get accepted into PT school the first or second time, we're actually able to fly higher because we got vision. Casey, how do we do that?
Yeah, it's funny when you're saying that stuff is coming to mind. And if I was a pre-PT listening to you, you know, I'd be pumped, but I'd be like, wait, am I flying too low? How do I even know? What does that even mean? So some things you could probably think about when you're listening to Joseph is, you know, when you're flying too low, if you're, you know, if you're on a plane, for example, if you can see the buildings, you know, they're at eye level. If there's clouds in the way, if you were a bird, it'll probably be some trees. So it would be stuff, you know, blocking your view. Hmm. So what's blocking your view right now? Is it you can't get past the GRE or GPA? Your person isn't sending in that letter of recommendation. Hmm. You know, what's the whole list right now blocking your view? From your potential goal, whether it's a clinic manager, you know, normal PT, hospital, business owner, whatever it is, are those things blocking your view right now just because it's PT season or hurricane season, storm season? What's in the way? What's in the way right now blocking your view?
Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, what was it? What was it last year? This time last year, what was the big one?
Irma.
Yep. Perfect. So what's your Hurricane Irma right now? Is it the GPA, GRE? Is it just the stress? You're doing a lot. So you have to figure out. That's one way, you know, you're flying too low. You're losing sight of what you're doing this for. And it gets pretty prominent when you get into PT school and beyond. A lot of stuff can start blocking your view and you can start dipping back down and start flying too low. So that's one. You can look around and see, have I lost sight of my vision? I can't see. Joseph talked about people being in front of you, behind you. What can I still see why I'm doing this? So you need to check out what is in your view stopping you from seeing that horizon or seeing over the trees or over those buildings. So that's one way. Next one is the people. Joseph, you know, talked about that a little bit, but if the people you're around only know how to fly so high, you'll never know you're too low. Hmm. You'll never know what's above those buildings because everybody else is like, oh, this is it. You know, this is all we've seen. This is the top. What do you mean there's stuff higher than this? This is it. You can see the nice leaves here. You can see the seventh floor, even though it's a 50-foot building. What are they saying? Are they telling you you've done enough? Are they telling you, you know, all these things that can go into your head? Mm-hmm. And even yourself, because I know ourselves, you know, for myself included, we can be our own biggest limitators, blocking us from our view and keeping us from flying too high. So those two things, how do you even know that you're flying too low? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you too low? Are you right in the middle? Are you rising? Are you falling back down? Keep those in mind. What's blocking your view? And are the people around you saying, this is it, this is the limit, this is too high? So if you are like me, who would probably be listening to this and thinking, is that me or not? Keep that in mind, and you can calibrate yourself to see if it's you.
Boom, that's it. So tonight's live stream was not going to be a long one, but this is one that you listening right now need to really think about. Because if you are flying high, which is actually the minority of us, like it's really not that many people. If you are flying high, then help your people around you rise up higher. But if you are finding that, wow, you know what? I might be flying with a bunch of pigeons. I might not be flying high enough. I might be flying too low. And now you have to start asking the questions of, you know, how do I fly higher? How do I? Like for myself, I can honestly tell you that some of those things were, one, changing who I had in my, like who I was around. I had to find other eagles. I had to learn how to fly higher. I had to learn how to handle obstacles. Some of that was not just the people around me that I changed. Some of that was also what I inhaled every single day, my personal development, the podcasts I was listening to, the books I was reading, like what I was watching. Like, was it feeding the fears that I had, or was it completely start like obliterating them? Like, these are real things, because everything that you're experiencing right now, I was experiencing all through PT school. You're just learning now about it way before I even did. So you're having a much bigger head start than I did. But I want to make sure, Casey wants to make sure that as you listen to this, you're given the opportunity to even start considering that you just might be flying a little lower than you should be. If you're finding that a lot of the big hurdles that are coming with your application process are leading you to second think, maybe I wasn't meant for this. Okay, you're flying way too low. If you're starting to like get to the point where you're like, you know what, like, I don't even know if I can do, okay, you're flying way too low. Man, this is my third, I don't know if I can, you're flying way too low. If you find yourself saying, I can't, you're flying way too low. You got to fly higher if this is what you want. But if it's not, then that's fine. That's okay. It's cool. But if it is, you have to fly higher. You have to. Because there are way too many, let's just stick in our profession, there are way too many pre-PTs that cut themselves short because they're paying so much attention to pigeons and other individuals that are flying low with them. They buy into that they either get into PT school and become lousy clinicians, or they don't get into PT school and end up regretting it for the rest of their lives. So who do you want to be? Ask yourself that. That's all. And as you go throughout this week, honestly, if you're like, man, I really want to dig into this a little deeper, message us. Go to contactpreptgrind.com. Like, send us a message there. Talk to us. Let's have a conversation about it. But the honest truth is, if we can help as many pre-PTs as possible fly higher, if we can help as many pre-PTs as possible get to the point where the frustrations, the disappointments, the setbacks aren't holding you back from actually locking in and pursuing and committing to getting what you want, then, well, we've done our job. Like, we have to keep doing that. That's our commitment as the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, as PTs, whatever it is. Like, Casey and I made a commitment in early 2017 to do that for you. We're over a year and a half into it, at least the online portion of it. We started doing this like years back, but the online portion of it, we're a year and a half into this, and we're just getting started. Because there are clinicians that are coming after you, there are pre-PTs that are coming after you that are gonna go through the same thing. And you can either help them feed into it by staying a pigeon and showing them how those fears should be caved into, or you can actually become an eagle and actually help us completely change how they see what they're aiming for. Go get yours. If you still want this, if you really wanna be a clinician, if everything is really not lining up the way you would hope to, whether it's the application, whether you're waiting for the interview, whether certain things didn't go right when you're trying to do early decision, whether you're just like struggling to get certain people to sign up, to do your reference letter, whether it's your GRE that's just frustrating the heck out of you, lock into it. Like, stay with it. You got this. Like, we're like your cheerleaders, online, just cheering you on, but you got this. But to do that, you have to fly higher. You have to be like the eagle that I just talked about. You have to have the vision. You have to stay locked in on that and not the people around you, not the voices around you, not the fears around you. And that's how you're going to win. You have a great Thursday. We're going to see you next week. Reach out to us at contactpreptgrind.com. Many blessings. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This show has been brought to you by the Pre-PT Success Program, a program designed to take pre-PT students and help them become excellent DPT school candidates without wasting years of frustration during the application process. To learn and master Pre-PT Grind's six-step process that will get you into physical therapy school, the Pre-PT Success Program is exactly what you have been looking for. Reach out to us at contactpreptgrind.com, aka our Facebook Messenger. And thank you once again for joining us on this episode. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Pre-PT Grind podcast.